The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Email did not raise allegations or concerns about wrongdoing or abuse, but posed a legal question about the office of that the Office of General Counsel addressed. There was not additional follow-up note on. I believe they plan to release that email later today.
All right, so there's Jen Psaki. That's from the State Department talking about Ed Snowden, who made big news by talking to Brian Williams on NBC just the other day. The fallout from that, we're going to talk about it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Plus, we have an American turned jihadist who blew himself up along with 17 tons of dynamite and other explosives in Syria. What's behind that? Where is he from? And some of the details there will also take you down that highway and throw in a few other odds and ends along the way. Would you believe it? Two winners in the spelling bee. Why is that significant? Because, boy, we need some good news, don't we? Let's start with the Snowden thing. And I start with the Snowden thing because the fallout from it has been pretty interesting. He said that he was trained as a spy for the CIA and that he wasn't just a low-level security analyst that worked for a company that was contracted by the NSA. He says he's not releasing any more of the information, but that there's more to come. He says that he tried. To me, the most interesting thing is he says that he tried to blow the whistle. He went to his superiors, if you will, and they didn't do anything. So as he was watching what was going on and who was having their information picked apart, he decided he had enough of that, and he tried a couple of different times. Nobody would respond to him. They blew him off, and that's when he decided that it was time for him to do something on his own. And when he ended up going from Hawaii to Hong Kong and then ultimately temporary asylum in Russia. Some people think he is a flat-out traitor. Some think he is a flat-out hero. More people have jumped into the hero camp after hearing some more of the details and believing what he had to say in that interview with Brian Williams. The Secretary of State, as you know, because we talked about this, John Kerry went nuts on him, saying he needs to man up and come back to the United States and let the American people decide. I don't think he does that. Very doubtful that he'll come back. But how is he viewed by Americans? I got three emails, one from Paul, one from Ryan, and one from Jack. All three said that they had changed their minds when they first heard the story and all of the information that was dumped out. As much as they were furious with it, they said they knew some of it, but now all have jumped into the camp of this guy needs immunity. He is a hero for doing what he did. It's interesting how a few details can kind of change your opinion. And if he went and tried to go the usual route a couple of times, and they didn't do anything, nothing was going to happen. So that's when he decided, I'm bolting. I'm going to make something happen. I don't think we've heard the last of Snowden, even if he says he doesn't really have all those emails now. I think that we're going to hear more about Ed Snowden. In August, his temporary asylum in Russia is up, so we'll see what happens there. Speaking of your time being up, General Eric Shinseki needs to go. But that's such a layup, I think, to say it. Very few of you in this audience, I believe, would defend him, other than to say it's too bad because The Veterans Affairs Secretary is a war hero. He lost a foot in Vietnam, and he was well respected by many of the people who served under him. Now, 79 Republicans, 34 Democrats are saying, yeah, it's time for a change. When you get bipartisan cooperation of any sort on the Hill, you know it's pretty bad. And I think if he doesn't resign, there'll be such a push to make that happen. And this is the outcry for what went on in the VA in Phoenix, the double list, the long wait times, the people who died because they waited so long to try to get into the VA. Some people also believe that there should be criminal proceedings. I would say look at the person who was running the VA, especially in Phoenix, but they're looking into 47 other VA systems for some of the similar abuses. So Shinseki served the country with honor and integrity. But the current state of the VA is unacceptable. It's a humiliation, I think, of epic proportions for the president. But it's a national embarrassment. Oh, he needs to step aside. If there was ever a person who needed to resign, it's Shinseki. Because this is a nightmare. And it's not going away. I mean, it's going to get worse when they dig further and find out what some of the other things are that are happening in other hospitals. They're already looking closely at Texas and saying they found abuses there. They're looking at Kentucky. They're looking at California. There'll be a few people that are going to be thrown for a loop when this is all said and done. I think it's pretty powerful information, and it's a lack of accountability. What do you say? If you want to throw in your two cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Lately, we've been seeing where GM is being pelted for all the recalls and the scary things that have happened in a couple of the cars, GM-made cars. They did make an announcement, Government Motors did, that after filing bankruptcy 5 years ago, they're now one of the most profitable companies in the world. They've earned $22.6 billion since the financial crisis, when they were bailed out by the government. Taxpayers not doing so good. We lost $10.6 billion by the time the Treasury Department closed the books on the $49.5 billion bailout in December. So we didn't really fold them at the right spot. Remember, they filed for bankruptcy 5 years ago, and they've repaid everything they were supposed to pay to the Treasury. Profitable since 2009. Now problems with cars. Stay with us. We have no problem booting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
America Tonight. I've gotten a lot of emails, and I mentioned this once this week, but if you're looking for shows, I get emails about shows. You missed a show, your schedule's changed. That's all good, because we've got On Demand, the Mighty Network. Go to GCNLive.com. You click on America Tonight, and it'll take you through the system, and you can download the shows and listen whenever you want to listen. It's not, you're not limited to what you hear right now on the air. That's what's so very, very cool about the on-demand thing. And also, I've had people ask me about the email address. I feel like I say it all the time, but I'll say it again. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. What you missed, we've got that on the website. Some of the interviews, if there's something you missed, it's probably listed there. There's blogs and a whole bunch of other things along the way as well. I think throughout the weekend, the big story for certainly is going to be what we talked about, Shinseki and who takes over, I guess, really. Who's on the short list for the Secretary of the VA, unless he doesn't resign and the president gets stubborn on it and doesn't move. But I don't see how he survives what's happening now. And really, they're dodging questions on Shinseki at the White House. Because you have this VA wait list. You have 47 other VA facilities that are being investigated. It all spells big time trouble and accountability. You can't have that happen and not take a scalp, so to speak. And it's Shinseki. I mean, his days have got to be numbered. I would be stunned if he does not lose his job over this one. Absolutely stunned. Because it's there in black and white. They're seeing it. They're seeing the wait times, the emails, the things that verify all of it. So it's hard to get around. I mean, it's there. It's in black and white. For sure. How about this? You know, we talk about health care and the state it's in. And, you know, my saying is if somebody came up to me and said, geez, shouldn't we have affordable health care in this country? Don't you think we should? I would say, of course. The way we went about it, a huge, cumbersome piece of legislation that had everything thrown in it and now trying to take out little pieces of it was a tough way to go. This should have been hashed out by the people in the industry a lot more, I think. How about this? The Oregon governor is asking the state attorney general to sue information technology company Oracle for its failed online health insurance enrollment program. Oregon paid Oracle $134 million in federal funds to build what turned out to be a terrible website that forced users into a time-consuming kind of process of filling out paperwork online or online applications that were processed in part by hand. So the state has paid Oracle $130 million for the exchange rather than trying to fix the problem. Oregon scrapped the exchange in favor of the federal portal. The state is still withholding over $25 million in payments from Oracle. I see lawsuit here in this future. That's what I think is happening here, because they paid all that money. They didn't get what they were supposed to get. Then they started to throw people the way of the federal government. And remember what a debacle that was. So there had to be a lot of frustrated people. A lot of them. And Cover Oregon, the public corporation that oversees the health insurance exchange, has become a political rallying cry, if you will, for the governor's opponents, because he faces re-election in November. So we go back to the health care question again, which I think is going to loom large in the midterm elections. Let's see what happens to Mary Landrieu, who really wants to keep her seat in the Senate, but might not be able to. It's really iffy. Flip a coin with her as to whether or not that's going to happen. Because so many in Louisiana are very, very upset about a number of things, but especially Obamacare. Especially Obamacare. This is just an incredibly huge story that I think we're going to see more details fall out about, this Islamist jihadist, because that's what he is now, the suicide bomber who was an American in Syria, had been over there for a couple of months, was being watched as someone who was suspicious, but ultimately he was able to, or he was somebody who was intent on becoming a martyr and did that in Syria and stunned a lot of people, not expecting that to happen, not expecting to see this kid from Florida adopt a Muslim name and then carry out what he carried out right under the noses of everybody who was right there. So if they're doing this surveillance thing on a U.S. citizen, how is it that he gets to the point where he's got 17 tons of explosives and is able to do some massive damage in Syria with other people yelling out Allah Akbar? And you can bet they're playing this to the hilt because of the fact that you have an American. He's all over YouTube, who was part of the radical jihadist movement, who are pretty hell-bent on causing some serious problems, not just in Syria, but in other places as well. I don't want to run out of time, so I want to tip my hat to Ansun Sujo, 13, and Shiram, halfway 14. They were declared co-champs of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. It's the first time the bee ended in a tie in, more than 50 years. What happened was they were spelling so well that they decided we're running out of words. So rather than do that, let's just call it what it is, a tie. There are not enough words left on the competitors list, you know, on the competitions list, rather, for them to keep facing off until one was left standing. So they've had some ties before, but it's been a long time. The last time there was co-champs was in 1962. One of the guys who won told ESPN that he got hooked on the bee by watching it on television in addition to spelling. So this is a talented kid. He plays guitar. He plays the piano. He has perfect pitch. And now he's a champion of the National Spelling Bee. The youngest was 8 years old, the oldest 15 years old. 8 to 15. Oh, my, oh, my. You just never know what word they're going to, the competition, you never know what word they're going to throw at you. I think it's very cool that there was a tie. I think it's very cool that you're sticking around. Remember, you can always send me an email, americatonight.net, and we are booting it to the other side.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We've been talking about on America Tonight all the secrecy actually surrounding Benghazi, but this is a different twist on the story. Joining us now is Justin Danhof, who's been with us many, many times, and of course he was at a shareholder meeting for CBS and he really rocked them, asking an important question. And thank goodness for our pals from the National Center for Public Policy Research and the Free Enterprise Project Director, our pal Justin Danhof, because he revealed something I think pretty interesting and got the CEO, Les Moonves, a little hot under the collar. It turns out that there was some siblings reporting on siblings is not a conflict of interest, according to Les Moonves, which to me, as a journalism student and then ultimately a journalist, seems like it is a conflict of interest. I'm going to let him explain. Justin, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
It's always nice to talk with you, Kate.
So explain the deal. What happened here?
Yeah, so a timeline really helps with this story because there's been so much cover-up and so much deception that it really helps to just lay out the facts really quickly. So You know, I don't need to rehash the fact that on September 11th, 2012, Ambassador Stevens and three others were murdered by terrorists in Benghazi. This was known by the Obama administration within hours. Well, on September 14th, Friday, there's a gentleman at the White House who's the Deputy Strategic Communications Advisor to the President, and his name is Ben Rhodes. Just remember that name for a second. And he sent an email out, and this is the email that Susan Rice then used to go on all the Sunday shows with her talking points that were infamously a lie, claiming that there was a spontaneous uprising as the result of an anti-Islam YouTube video. Ben Rhodes laid out that narrative. He laid out the fact that the Obama administration could not take any flack for this. Obviously, it was, you know, less than 2 months until the 2012 presidential election, and that the president and his team were to be covered at all costs, and this was to be blamed on a YouTube video. That's it. Well, in May of 2013, fast-forwarding, the Obama administration has at this point claimed that they have released every document that they have related to Benghazi over to congressional committees and the public. Well, somehow this email from Ben Rhodes, which was circulated and given to Susan Rice to direct her talking points, never made that list. Well, Cheryl Atkinson at the time was an investigative reporter for who? CBS News. And she went to her superiors and tried to get these documents because she thought more documents existed. And she was shut down. She wasn't given the resources, wasn't given the requisite permission by her bosses to pursue this story. And it's very interesting because the president of CBS News is none other than a gentleman by the name of David Rhodes. And you got it, David and Ben are brothers.
Yeah.
So your best investigative reporter comes to you and says, you know, I'd like to look into this. I think there's a lot more there. You know, she's an award-winning investigative journalist, and she is shut down by her superiors. Fast forward in March 2014, she flat leaves the network because she says the network's simply unwilling to do any investigation, to do any investigative journalism when it comes to the Obama administration. She cited their liberal bias and their unwillingness to, you know, do the real dirty work, do the grunt work when it comes to investigative journalism of a progressive politician. And so 1 month later, as the result of a Freedom of Information Act request battle that they've been having for over a year, an organization called Judicial Watch did get 41 more documents out of the White House, and included among those was the Ben Rhodes email that was sent to Susan Rice that dictated the false talking points that were obviously later debunked. And so I went to the CBS shareholder meeting with this information because, you know, even if the president of CBS News himself, David Rhodes, had no involvement in any of the Benghazi stories, which is kind of hard to believe considering all that's been said about Benghazi, right? The president of CBS was never involved. But even if he wasn't, let's give them the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't personally involved in any of the reporting, any of the analysis. Well, all of his underlings sure would have been, right? And what do you want to do? Do you want to investigate a story that may make your boss's brother look really, really, really bad and put a black eye on your boss and your boss's brother? Of course not. Just, you know, talk about career suicide. And so I went to this shareholder meeting and I asked Les Moonves, I said, look, obviously this is a conflict of interest. Do you guys have a new policy in place, or was the policy ignored in this situation to prevent these instances in the future, to disclose when there is a conflict of interest and let the folks know, yes, there is this familiar relationship, but we're not going to have this person involved in any editorial decision-making regarding the story, but yes, we're just going to disclose it now. Do you have some sort of policy in place? And I thought that I would actually get some sort of, you know, maybe this was naive on my part. I thought we would maybe get a mea culpa and that, yes, we've changed policies. We realized this was a stain on the network. We should have disclosed this sooner. And now we do have a direct policy to handle conflicts of interest. But no, Les Moonves has actually said that this wasn't a conflict of interest in any sense of the word, and it was simply inaccurate to claim that there's a conflict of interest when the president of CBS News would and could have, should have been reporting on a situation where his brother misled the American people very badly from a position of high power in the White House. That is not a conflict of interest. So I
did it raise any eyebrows when you said, I mean, because if I was sitting there in the shareholder meeting, I certainly would perk up. Were you getting any attention for that, the way he responded and whatnot?
Not really, because CBS, as a matter of fact, doesn't draw very many, conservative, common sense, free market type folks to their shareholder meeting. they're all, it's part of their groupthink over there. So, obviously Moonves knows what a conflict of interest is. Obviously he knows this is a conflict of interest, but guess what? If I'm the only one there going to call him to the floor on it, he can sit there and put his head in the sand all day long. What's really more depressing about this story is all along, we knew the Obama administration wasn't being forthright with what happened. That was just obvious. But this shows the lengths to which the media had gone to protect the administration. So bias doesn't just come in to the way that you report a story, right? You favor one side or the other.
Right.
But in this instance, it's completely burying a story altogether. And it's based in part on the bias and probably in part on this major conflict of interest. When you have an investigative reporter of the quality of Cheryl Atkinson just flat out leaving the network because you won't investigate somebody that you happen to like, that's a real problem. And I understand biases come in every once in a while, sure. Maybe if there's a budget battle and the progressives really want higher taxes, they're going to go on and, that's what they're going to go on the air and maybe support the liberals in that budget battle. But we're talking about four dead Americans. So what we have is a situation where they're placing their personal liberal politics over the lives of dead Americans. And that, to me, is what's so shocking about this story.
So you said you thought you were going to get a mea culpa or hear something different about the policy, which you didn't get, and then you were stunned by that. Do you think this just proves out the point that, there's always the argument about, geez, is there a liberal bias? You think that's pretty rampant at CBS after hearing this, and especially the connection of Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes? As you were just talking about, the Heritage Foundation reported it this month, and hardly anybody even really wrote about it. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I think that quite possibly what we got is a situation where there is a little bit of Benghazi fatigue, which is really, which is really unfortunate because there's certain, conservative politicians that have just been hammering away, but without a lot of these facts. And this is my point. This email came out after a Freedom of Information Act request by a watchdog group in Washington, D.C. Why didn't Congress get these documents? Why, Congress is good at getting on the air and talking, but when it comes to the nitty-gritty, we need congressmen to do this kind of work. And the other, well, not only congressmen, but this is where the media really fell down. This is where CBS News fell down. Obviously, CBS knew these documents existed, and they went to great lengths to cover them up and not investigate the story. This is the most prime example that I've seen in quite a while of the definition of liberal bias. I also presented Les Moonves the opportunity to address general liberal bias at CBS, and he claimed it doesn't exist. So, I mean, he's part of the Flat Earth Society as far as I'm concerned when it comes to these issues.
Well, I love when you go to these shareholder meetings to begin with, Justin, armed with the facts. You come up with the great questions, and this is so legitimate. And I hope people listening are really paying attention to this, because this is an argument that we have on the air all the time of the media or the direction the media is going. But I think it's pretty obvious when you have, Ben Rhodes, who is a brother who's in the White House, who's the deputy national security advisor, and you have the CBS News president, David Rhodes, and they're related. It's clearly what happened here, and this is about siblings. And it is a conflict of interest for sure. Justin Danhoff, thanks so much as always for coming on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great one.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ooh. 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 My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. The big black cop said, look this way. He said, hey, hey, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo. All right, we're making that final turn around the last corner of this hour of America tonight. A lot of you had plenty to say about some of what is really rattling all of our cages, including the veterans and Snowden's interview on NBC. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Jake says, hey, Kate, how's life? It's pretty good here in Austin, Texas. I just wanted to shout out to all the listeners and tell you and the listeners that I am sorry. I think Snowden is a traitor. I know that you had people that called you up and said, if Snowden didn't do what he did, we wouldn't have known how extensive the damage was by the NSA. And I get all that, but there's something deep inside of me that also thinks he ripped off classified information. There has to be some in-between, let's put it that way. Well, there is no in-between. It's either you know, you either think he's a traitor or a hero or whatever. Listen, without a doubt, if Snowden didn't release the information he released, we wouldn't have known some of the things that are happening at the NSA. I say some of the things because it really, a lot of that information was out there. I've said this a couple of times. You want a good read? Read this book called Top Secret. That book was out years ago. There have been plenty of people that have talked about some of the things that the NSA was doing. Now, he had specific data that shocked a lot of people, and he has many more shoes, I think, that are going to drop. So, do I think that he cracked open a Pandora's box on the NSA? Absolutely. And listen, government overreach, do we want it? Do you want the government deep into your life? And, you know, it's so easy to say, and I know people say this, and I'm sure at some point I'm probably guilty of making the snide comment as well, where you say, oh, well, who cares? It's already happening anyway. But no, it shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't think it's okay to be tapped for no apparent reason. It's none of their business with who you're talking to and what you're saying. I mean, it isn't. Unless there's a clearly an amazing link between you and a jihadist. That there is mounting evidence that you are plotting. And listen, we have smart people in the intelligence business. They certainly know the difference between what is a real threat and what seems a little suspicious. Give me a break. Haven't we learned anything since 9/11? We have. So, Snowden says, I don't have NSA documents anymore, by the way. And now, the journalist, Glenn Greenwald, has got a book coming out where he's going to name drop on people who were spied on and really stun, I think, a lot of people, supposedly. And whenever there's a book that's coming out, the controversy is what sells. So let's see how raw that data is, how shocked we'll be at who's on the list. I mean, it's taxpayer money, too, by the way. So if they're spying on your neighbor around the corner, oh, it's just metadata. But whatever they're collecting, or we're collecting even more, it's a tremendous waste of dollars, needless to say. I mean, let's find the real threats and get closer to the targets instead of just people who have nothing to do with anything related to terrorism or are a danger to the United States. I mean, come on. This one from Richard, who says, Kate, I'm sure you're on top of this Snowden thing. I know I've heard you talk about it a bunch. I have to say he is a massive hero to me. I think he should be given immunity. Let's see what happens with Ed Snowden. If Ed Snowden wasn't around, then what has happened with the NSA would never have been revealed unless somebody else came along and did a similar thing to Snowden. The fact is, too many people are having their information pawed through, and it shouldn't be. So not only is it a colossal waste of time, money, and effort, but it's flat out wrong. This guy is a whistleblower. He didn't break the law. He said he attempted to alert the NSA to the surveillance abuses a bunch of times, but he was blown off. Well, see, and if you believe that, there's one thing. Listen, I said that the other day. If he tried to tell someone, hey, woohoo, look, here's what's going on, and they blew him off like, shut up, guy. You know, we don't want to hear it. Well, shame on them. And then you have to look at him as, okay, if he ran to Hong Kong, if he fled to Hong Kong, he was tired of being blown off, thought it was wrong, and bravo. And that's what he said. He said he tried to go through those avenues. He wasn't just trying to rip off the information and run away with classified documents. He wasn't trying to do that. That changes the story. If you believe that, it changes the story. So this one from Glenn, who says, Kate, stunning. The Clippers going for $2 billion if the NBA accepts Steve Ballmer, his bid, wouldn't that be incredible? This is the Microsoft dude. Now he may own the Clippers team. Wow. I didn't know it was even worth that much. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the if it is $2 billion, it is approved. That would be four times the last highest paid price for an NBA team, $550 million, which was paid for the Bucks, and that was just earlier in May. And it would be the second highest price ever paid for a sports team in the United States, in North America. The Dodgers sold in 2012, as you remember, for $2.1 billion. So $2 billion, I'll make sure I'm not saying million, $2 billion. Yeah, it is a pretty stunning change of events. And Donald Sterling walks away with a big chunk of the money, so anyone who feels sorry for him on that front shouldn't. I think he will fight this thing, though, tooth and nail. I could be wrong. I mean, if he just decides, forget it, I'll just take the money and that's it, and take his share of it, then maybe not. But it wouldn't be stunning to see, it wouldn't be stunning for to see him really, really fight this out. This one from Beck, who says, "Hey, America, tonight I've heard you talk about the Olympics, and I've heard you talk about Brazil and what a nightmare that's going to be financially, how the World Cup, let alone the Olympics, the facilities are not built yet and how much money it's costing them. I just read something the other day where Baltimore and Washington, D.C. want to host the Olympics, and they're talking about 2024. I think that would be crazy to have an Olympics in either one of those two cities or both. The traffic alone is a nightmare. Maybe some of the worst traffic I've ever seen in the entire United States. I can't imagine that there'd be an incredible economic upside for this. Doesn't make sense to me. So maybe you'd have some temporary jobs. I guess that would be an economic boom. But otherwise, it'd be nightmarish. Well, I think traffic-wise, it would be difficult. They'd have to, we'd have a monorail system to get you around. I think it would, that traffic there is awful. I mean, it is awful. But you'd have some pretty good facilities that you could use. And if you had to build any, well, think of the schools and the some of the, I'm thinking off the top of my head, some of the areas there. I mean, actually, they could tweak a few places and it wouldn't be too bad. I don't know how much they'd have to build. But, I mean, they're only in the bidding stages from what I understand. So it's not, there's, it's definitely not a done deal. I guess if you live there and you really like the Olympics, but boy, you'd have to really like it because with that traffic, ooh, have to take time off during the Olympics, probably be your best bet.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.